Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
Go on, men of God.
But God led the people out through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt.
Okay.
And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. And he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you.
Let me do this fast. This one will take a long time. So I'll try to give it to you in a capsule. Get it if you can. There is a man of God named Joseph who lived a long time ago. But he had a certain spiritual intelligence that told him, we will not be slaves in Egypt forever. So he made his children promise him. He said, go ahead and bury me now in Egypt. But there is going to be a time when God is going to visit you. When God visits you, he's going to take you out of this land. A visitation of God is an exodus into your destiny. An exodus from all your past, and an exodus that is taking you into your promised land. Today, can you tell God has visited you one more time? Can you tell that the visitation of the Word of God is a visitation from God? Can you tell that? Sit down, please. And he's saying that when you leave, I need you to do something. When you leave, I need you to take my bones. Because by then he knows that my body would have decayed. He said, but my bones is still left behind. He said, my bones. Oof. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
He said, you may think that I may not enjoy the experience. But the man knows. I'm too spiritually intelligent to understand this. That even though I am gone, my bones have a way of experiencing the visitation of God. That is why long after the man of God, Elisha, was dead and buried, somebody was thrown into the grave of Elisha. And the dead man encountered the bones of the prophet. And the man came back to life. That is why the Bible says God spoke to Ezekiel and said, prophesy. To the what? Prophesy to the what? Prophesy to the what? That means the bones could hear the prophecy. The bones! We live in such a natural dimension that we don't understand that there are things that we don't respect that can still hear better than you. Did you hear what I said? There are locations that can hear God better than you. There are animals that can sense God better than you. The great prophet, he was sitting riding the donkey and didn't see the angel. But the donkey saw the angel. The donkey refused to go forward. The prophet started beating the donkey. And the donkey said, don't you know? Don't you see? The donkey started talking, saying, don't you see the angel? There are animals around you that see God better than you. Some of you don't understand. What is the use of coming to church and praying? Because the location has heard God better than... That means if I can get to a place where even though I have not trained myself to hear God, if I can get to a location that has heard God more often than I have heard God, in that location, I can still have an encounter with God. That is why Solomon is saying, Lord, when they turn to this temple and pray, when they turn to this location and pray, a location now carrying a grace, a bone carrying a grace. Let me now, in case you are too full with this morning's word, you can go to sleep. Let me talk to your bones. Let me talk to your bones. I said, let me prophesy to your bones. Because it is only a matter of time the wind of God will blow upon that place. And even though your physical ear missed it, your mind was too tired to comprehend it, but your bones heard it. Ah, sit down. That means, men of God, long time after the service is over and you've gone home and you're tired and there is no sermons and there's no seminar and there is, you tried the Shaiji Matthew app and your internet connection is poor, so you can't even listen to the Shaiji Matthew app. You try YouTube is not working. There is no voice of God anyway. Have you tried tuning into your bones? Do you know that more than your ears, your bones have been paying attention to this service? Do you know that the moment I walked into this place, your bones picked up that grace more than you picked up that grace? I was talking to the pastors the other day. I walked into a place and the whole place erupted. People started falling. And that's when I had to remind myself that I had come. You didn't get it. Because sometimes you can walk with God in such a manner that you don't realize what you're carrying. Because you are in that environment. And people that are not in that environment, when they come into your environment and they start encountering God, is when you realize, that one is flowing from me, but I didn't know it was on me. I remember many, many years ago when at a coffee shop in India, I said, Lord, I know you're with me. Come into the coffee shop. Walked in the coffee shop. People started running back and forth. Because they saw fog fill up this room. And the waiter is like, there is no way, we don't have a stove, we don't have gas, there is no way that something can burn. We don't understand how there is a fog. A physical fog filled up the coffee shop. People sitting there that came for prayer, falling on the floor, and the people asking, do we call the ambulance? Coffee shop. The thing about the presence of God, you can remain in the presence of God for so long that you forget that you're in the presence of God. Until somebody that is not in the presence of God that has to remind you that they sense something about you that you yourself didn't sense about yourself. That is why I'm telling you, have you asked your bones? Your bones have a story to tell about the God in a house. Your bones have a story to tell about a God that you're a part of a ministry, the God of that ministry. Your bones have a story to tell, and you yourself didn't know about it. Jacob says, God was in this place, and I did not know it. But do you know who told him? Do you know who told him? Huh?
Who told him? How did he know that God was in the place? A stone told him. Ah, you're not reading your Bible.
Genesis 28:16. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not.
So how does he come to the conclusion that surely God was in this place? He did something before that. What did he do before that, man of God? How did he come to that surety that God was in that place? He must have done something, no? What did he do?
And he lighted upon a certain place.
Ah, okay, he got to that certain place. You ready?
He lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night.
Uh-huh.
Because the sun was set.
Uh-huh.
And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and laid down in that place to sleep.
So he took the stones of that place. Which place? That place. Do you know that was the same place that his father Abraham had visited? But he doesn't know about it. He gets to that place and he takes some stones of that place. He takes the stone of that place and he puts his head. Where's your ear, by the way? He puts his head onto that stone of that place and he began dreaming. That dream was connected to that place, connected to that stone that had received a certain encounter from the God of his father Abraham. That now the son, many decades later, many years later, can come to that same location, pick up that stone and start dreaming. Do you know you can get to a place that can activate your dream realm? Sometimes you will see when your son comes back from the school and you see certain behavior on your son, don't get angry with your son. He's coming from a place, and that place had certain influence. Sit him down. Release some love. What did I say? Don't start laying hands and start speaking in tongues and scare him. They're so spiritual. Just love them. Just hug them. I told somebody, I said, I want to pray for your child, but I won't pray the way you want me to pray. I said, bring your child to me. I want to give this child a hug. That's it. It's done. It's done. Because you don't understand what prayer is. Prayer is love. Some of you have been praying for certain people, but you've not created any breakthrough because you're praying, but you're very angry with your husband. Father, release fire on my husband. Make him repent. And you're wondering why your husband never responds to your prayer. Because your prayer came from bitterness. It didn't come from love. Is anybody learning something?
Yes.
Your location can heal God better than you. Joseph is saying, don't leave me behind. Because I want my bones. I want my bones to experience the promised land. Makuzataya. I want my bones to experience a different dust of the earth. I want my bones to experience the presence of God that would have visited you. I want my bones. If you can understand that, child of God, you'll be sitting at home Thursday evening, quieting yourself. And you'll begin to see the grace that has been deposited into your spirit week after week, word after word, teaching after teaching. Everything is deposited into your bones. Your bones is the bank. Your bones have been listening. Your bones have been absorbing. Now, can you learn how to now act? activate that is already on your bones. The grace is already in your bones. Child of God, we complicate this God so much. And then we start praying, and you're looking up. Where? In that ceiling. It's coming through the fence. Talk to me. Where is it coming from? It's in your bones. The word of God is my what in my bones? You're not listening to me. I'm proving what I'm telling you. I said I'm proving what I'm teaching you. The word of God is what? Fire in where? The word of God is a fire shut up in my bones. You're not listening. Everything that I'm teaching you right now, where is it going to? It's not going into your mind. That is why 3 days from now, you've forgotten the sermon. Yeah, you're not honest. You can admit the truth. I can come and preach the same sermon from last year and you'll be like, this is deep. Man of God, revelation was deep. This is why pastors have a job. We can recycle the sermon and preach and you won't even know. You forgot. But if you can learn to depend on your bone memory, your bone will testify.
Man of God, Jeremiah 20 verse 9.
Uh-huh.
Then I said, I will not make mention of him,
uh-huh,
nor speak any more in his name.
Uh-huh.
But his word was in mine heart.
So the brother is a little upset. He said, I'm not making mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But the bone disagrees. His will is saying, I'm done. But his bone says, we're just starting. I think you're tired. I promise to stop when you're tired. But the bone is saying what? But his word was
in mine heart,
uh-huh,
as a burning fire shut up in my bones.
The word starts to burn. It becomes an ember. I was prophesying to someone the other day and I told them, I said, there's something about a coal of fire is that even though there is no fire, the moment a little breath of God comes over that coal, the fire comes back up as if it was never put off. Do you know your bones are burning embers? Your bones have been hearing every word. Even when you disagree, even when you are tired, when you are discouraged, your bone disagrees with you and says, no, we are not done yet. We are not done yet. His word is fire shut up in my bones. That is why Joseph is saying, drag my bones along with you. Because my bones will be able to tell when the presence of God is there. My bones, he's going to testify his goodness. My God is good. So, my sister, stop worrying about those wrinkles. Huh? You have all those serum and this anti-aging serum and the other serum and then 6 p.m. serum and then a 4 p.m. serum. Put that all aside and work on your bones. Get your bones healthy. Talk to me, somebody. If my word can go into my bones will testify. My God, these bones will now respond to the word. These bones will now respond to the prophecy. When my mind is sluggish, when my mind is calling me to my past, my bones will quicken me into my future. Ah, child of God, you have too much of an advantage in your life. Can I activate this dimension in your life? When your mind is tired, I command your bones to rise in Jesus' name. When your heart is tired, I command your bones to rise. And you shall become a mighty army. Can you teach your children our bones don't quit? There's too much fire in my bones. My heart is discouraged, but there's too much fire in my bones. That is why Nehemiah can say, will a man like me give up? Will a man like me run away? Will a man like me stay down? Will a man like me become depressed? Will a man like me commit suicide? Zeno korono nomosia. You're not going down. Always going up. And never going down. Somebody that has fire shut up in their bones, make some noise. Let the devil hear it. Let angels testify it. I got fire. Discouragement does not stand a chance when you know that your fire shut up in my bones. I see fire in your eyes. I said, I see fire in your eyes. Because there's fire shut up in your bones. You can't go down. We are an army. We are an army. We are an army. We can't go down. We are an army. There's only one way, that is forward. There's only one way, that is forward. Let me close with this. Sit down, please. Sit down. And what does the Bible say? In Exodus.
And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he straitly swore the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you.
Can you be that sure? Can you be that sure? Yes. Surely visit you. Joseph is saying, God will surely visit you. Can I tell you, if you don't have faith, come take some from mine. Because I declare over you, God will surely visit you. Surely visit you.
Hello, I'm Tini Matthew, and we are so glad that you could join us on this broadcast. I hope that this word has made you hungry and rekindled and ignited the passion you have for our Lord Jesus. May you have the grace to prioritize Him over everything else in your life, and may you experience His nearness like never before. Do let us know where you're watching from, and we will be specifically praying for you. Until next time, God bless you and shalom.
Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.